الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel worldwide you have joined us from various parts of the world from wherever you have joined us may Allah azza wa jalla make this day mubarak for you may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer all your lawful wishes dear viewers of Madani channel what makes this program even more special today once again yes I am accompanied by our esteemed guest who needs no introduction to the airwaves of Madani channel and he is none other than our respected and honorable Hafiz Maulana Naushad Attari Sallamahu al-Bari let's welcome him in our program assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh
wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh
what's our discussion for this morning then yes we are discussing a loyal husband ji ha loyal husband so what this entails muasab is what we are going to be discussing inshallah azza wa jalla so let's just commence of course before our discussion with mentioning a virtue of reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the sake of barakah and blessings and dear viewers we start with this every single morning just so that you and I could form the habit of reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance So here the prophet of rahmah the intercessor of the ummah the owner of jannah arwahuna fida sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in a hadith the one who recites 100 times durood upon me Allah azza wa jalla inscribes between his eyes that this person is freed from hypocrisy and freed from the hellfire and on the day of judgment Allah azza wa jalla shall raise such a person amongst the shuhada
subhanallah
Allahu akbar how great and virtuous is this dear viewers that Allah azza wa jalla shall free you from hypocrisy Allahu akbar and you shall be freed from the hellfire through the blessings of reciting durood so increase these numbers on a daily basis as much as you can you shall see the blessings of it in this world as well as in the hereafter sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam muasab the first question for the day is of course first let's commence and begin with understanding what is loyalty in the first place muasab we are discussing a loyal husband and my husna zan is that all husbands should be loyal in the first place muasab so before we understand the reason behind the discussion can muasab give us a little brief description and definition of what is loyalty muasab
bismillahir rahmanir rahim assalatu wassalamu alayka ya rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam firstly I must say that please don't catch us after the program after the silsila that you are one sided only discussing Allahu Akbar. Loyalty of a husband because many of the things we are discussing in this short silsila this short program also applies the other way as well so loyalty yeah, of a husband many of it is going to apply in the sense of loyalty of a wife as well
yeah,
inshallah
subhanallah
now firstly loyalty obviously there's different categories of loyalty the highest is loyalty to Allah azza wa jal loyalty to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that entails being obedient to the commandments of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then you have loyalty to your family members loyalty to your spouse and in today we're talking about loyalty of the husband meaning that a husband and again this applies both ways vice versa right so loyalty of the husband would entail that you are faithful to your wife that you are trustworthy,
right,
that you are honest with them. So you have a good relationship built on trust, that you are honest with them, that you care for them sincerely. Not just because it's my duty, it's my responsibility. No, that affection is there, that compassion is there, that love is there. Mm. So there's sincerity towards the next person, towards the wife. And you treat them, you don't demean them, you don't belittle them. You honor them, you respect them, again, vice versa as well. Mm. Loyalty is also, for example, if there's a certain supermarket that's the only place you go and buy from. So now you have these loyalty cards. So loyalty depends on what the situation is.
Right.
And in today's discussion, loyalty of the husband to the wife and vice versa is that you are dedicated to your spouse, is that you make this conscious decision that, you know what, I need to be sincere, compassionate, affectionate, loving, caring, and care for my spouse to the best of my ability. That we confide in each other, we have trust, we have honesty with each other, we don't betray each other, we are not unfaithful to each other, and so on as well.
Mohsab, the question here, Mohsab, after you explained this so beautifully, that many men out there, before nikah, give surety of them keeping them in safety, security, giving them nano nafqa, providing for them, clothing them, feeding them. Everything is mentioned before nikah in terms of giving surety to the family members that inshallah, this is how I'm going to do things. But in majority of the times, Mohsab, it's witnessed and seen that these promises made is all null and void, Mohsab. There is no such reality in even a single thing that he said before nikah. Sometimes they work it out for a year or so maybe, and then the husbands change, whereas they begin to become aggressive towards their wives. Mohsab, they become vulgar towards them.
Yeah.
Swearing, fighting, marna, pitna, ye sab cheeze, Mohsab, it's very difficult to even mention. This is some ground reality, Mohsab.
True.
So what can be said about such husbands? Under what loyalty this falls under?
And I'll vouch what you're saying, because being part of, alhamdulillah, part of the Ruhani Ilaj team as well. So we are seeing these cases more often than not.
Yeah.
Where there's sometimes physical abuse, there's verbal abuse, there's psychological and emotional abuse of the spouse. And most cases, it's the husband against the wife, right? So you see, our deen is so beautiful. We mentioned just now about the balance of the weather. So like this now, the husband and wife, they have a balanced role to play. Each one has their own, duties and responsibilities designed by Allah Azza wa Jal. Okay, they're both not the same, obviously. Male and female is not the same. Okay, everybody knows this. But each one has a role to play. And believe me, if we learn what our role is as a husband, as a wife, and we fulfill that to the best of our ability, then there wouldn't be all these, unnecessary arguments in our society, in our families, which lead to a breakdown as well. Now, we must keep something in mind. To those husbands out there that are doing this, belittling their wives, that are hurting them, whether physically, whether psychologically, emotionally, whether verbally, that is somebody's daughter. Now imagine if you have a daughter. You want her to marry somebody like this?
Allah, that's going
to mistreat her. How will you feel? That's your princess, your little princess, your daughter. And she grows up and gets married. What goes around comes around. So you have married somebody's daughter. You need to care for her in that way. And you are going to be accountable for how you treat her on the day of judgment.
Allah.
Islam came to give women their rights, Huzoor. I would urge our dear and respected viewers and listeners of Madani channel, don't just consume whatever the internet gives you, whatever the news gives you, whatever social media gives you.
Allah.
Do your research. Go and find out. And wallahi, I'm telling you, you will be shocked. You will be amazed how when Islam came, the dawn of Islam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered into this world, how women were treated at that time and before as slaves. They were treated as properties, Huzur. They never have rights. They never have the right to inheritance from their fathers.
Whether she played the role of a wife, whether she played the role of a daughter, whether she played the role of a mother, in all circumstances, Mohsab, she was oppressed.
She was oppressed. Islam came, and as a wife, it is mentioned that the best of you is the best is the one who is best to his wife. Islam came and as a mother, Jannah lies under her feet. Islam came as a daughter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and there's numerous ahadith where if you have three daughters or two daughters or one daughter and you train her up Islamically, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in some of the hadith that you and I will be like this in Jannah. But from where to where? Being sold as property, being oppressed, not allowed to have inheritance in her father's or mother's share. To being a mother and this is the benefit. To being a daughter, to being a wife and this is the benefit. To being a sister and being this benefit. So Islam came to finally give them their rights, give them equality. In many cases, she can supersede her husband in ibadat. If she's five times namazi, if she's doing nawafil ibadat and fasting, nafil fast, if she's making extra dhikr, she's doing more ibadat than him, in that sense, she can supersede him. So it's not about, you see, there's this concept in the world today. Unfortunately, many Muslims have adopted this. And therefore, you see the breakdown in the marriage and the relationship between husband and wife. Because in the world out there, they teach you competition. Yes, in the business place, but also in the home, husband and wife to compete with each other. Who's bringing in more salary? Who's bringing in more contribution towards the family? Who wants to wear the pants in the family? We all know the husband is the captain of the ship. Can be one captain, there can be one driver of the car. If you have two drivers, one is going to go right, one is going to go left, accident. And can destroy everybody, can destroy the marriage and the whole relationship, the whole family can break up. So out there they teach you competition. Islam teaches you cooperation. Teaches you cooperation.
Cooperation
with each other as husband and wife to make it work. Because you are going to be accountable on Qiyamah.
Zabardast, Mahasab. Excellent. And this is the beauty in Islam. If only the viewers out there, you know, could explain this. Allahu Akbar. Look at the beauty of Islam. That Islam has asserted the rights of animals, let alone humans,
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Insan to insan. You know, let alone insan, even animals. That, you know, many people out there, Mahasab, give no importance to. This is Islam. This is the beauty of Islam.
Even plants. One is not allowed to cut down a fruit-bearing tree. That's the right of the tree. You're not allowed to just cut it down like that. So whether it's animals, plantation, exactly. Trees, etc., nature, we're not allowed to do this. We're not even allowed to oppress an animal. There's punishment for that.
So Islam has explained, the importance of this. So what about humans? You know, badarjay awla, there are rules and regulations, there are hukukul ibad, the rights concerning people that we have dealings with. Alhamdulillah, this is the beauty of Islam. Fall in love with Islam, fall in love with the teachings of Islam. You know, live Islam on a daily basis, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and you will enjoy the taste of Iman. You shall see the difference within yourself. However, Alhamdulillah, we are discussing a loyal husband, and there is a beautiful incident behind this. Inshallah, we are going to mention this in a moment. Please stay with us till the end of today's program. We have a beautiful kalam as well that we would love for the viewers of Madani Channel to listen. Subhanallah. Karam hi karte rahe, saaye karam. Rakha, bada pyara kalam hai, ise sunte hai inshallah. And when we do return, we shall continue with our discussion. Stay locked with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rok leti hai aapki nisbat, tere jitne bhi hum pe chal. धड़कनों دل کو بنا کے میرے حرم رکھا تمی نے دل کو بنا کے میرے حرم رکھا کرم ہی کرتے رہے سایہ کرم اسی کے حصے میں آئیں تمام جاگیریں اسی کے حصے میں آئیں تمام جاگیریں نبی کے عشق سے آنکھوں کو جس نے نم رکھا نبی کے عشق سے آنکھوں کو جس نے نم رکھا کرم ہی کرتے رہے سا چھپا کے دامن رحمت میں اپنے خالد کو چھپا کے دامن رحمت میں اپنے خالد کو قدم قدم پہ نوازا بڑا کرم رکھا قدم قدم پہ نوازا بڑا کرم رکھا کرم ہی کر سایہ کرم رکھا کہاں کہاں نہ میرا اپنے بھرم رکھا
ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز کرم ہی کرتے رہے سائے کرم رکھا کتنا بڑا پیارا کلام تھا ماشاء اللہ وی آل انجوائڈ دس اینڈ ریجوونیٹنگ اسپرچولی بوسٹنگ اینڈ کنیکٹنگ ود دا بلاور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وی شوڈ آلویز بی ہوپ فل اینڈ میک دعا ٹو ریسیو ہز شفاعت ٹو اٹین ہز کلوزنس اینڈ پراکسیمیٹی ان دس ورلڈ ایز ویل ایز ان دا ہیئر آفٹر May Allah Azza wa Jalla take us all to the beautiful city of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah to emulate his sunnah, to follow his footsteps as he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so beautifully explained the rights of women in Islam. Aside from the ayat of the Holy Quran Pak, yes, Allah Azza wa Jalla has protected the dignity of women in the Holy Quran Pak. At various places, the entire surah has been named as Surah Nisa. Allahu Akbar, protecting and giving them their due rights. Whether you're a wife, whether you're a daughter, Allahu Akbar. In the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ and deal with them kindly. Allahu Akbar. In the tafsir and commentary of this, some scholars have explained and said that dealing with them kindly has been mentioned as desiring for them whatever you desire for yourself. Jo apne liye pasand karo, wahi cheez unke liye bhi pasand karo. Allahu Akbar. This is to deal with them kindly. explaining the good conduct towards wives based on Quranic teachings can be found in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, arwahuna fida, may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet, has stated, khayrukum khayrukum li ahlihi wa ana khayrukum li ahli. The best of you is the one who is best to his family, and I am the best to my family from among you.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. You know, commenting on this narration, Masa Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that the person of great character is he who is well-mannered with his family.
MashaAllah.
What we just discussed before going on this break, Masa, as we heard the kalam, was exactly how husbands who have the split personality or behave like real lions in their homes and behave like children when they're outside. They could laugh and joke with every other person they meet, but they could not even smile. They can't even smile in their homes in front of their wives and children. Mm. So this is actually evil, and you know, this destroys your nakia, because that person who has so many rights with you, because you live with that person, you stay with that person, therefore she has rights over you and you have rights over her. Allahu Akbar. In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla at one place says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, explaining the rights of woman in Islam, that she has similar rights to that of men in according to Islamic Sharia. This is the summary of the ayah, dear viewers. So, alhamdulillah, there are so many rights, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in through his Mubarak lifestyle, explained it to us and taught us how to behave with our wives and children. Showing great character with unrelated people is not perfection, because one only meets them occasionally, dear viewers. With those that you meet occasionally, we meet them differently. And with those that we meet every day, you're going to see her face and she's going to see your face daily. With them, we don't have good character. But for those that we meet once in a while, we show so much affection and love towards them. Allahu Akbar. It is so unfair, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that we should learn how to be good towards our family. We need to learn. We need to adopt this. And this is the key ingredient to many other happiness in your life. Many, many other sicknesses will be removed the moment you learn to become happy yourself. And you learn to keep them happy as well. Ji, Mohasab, a loyal husband. Can Mohasab, inshallah, give us some examples of being a loyal husband?
You know, Uzur, you mentioned about split personality.
Ji.
This is also what they call bipolar. And it's so common today, it's unbelievable. Where a person has multiple split personalities. Like you rightfully mentioned, that out of the home, in the workplace or with the friends, the person is like, you know, the best person to be around. Smiles and what have you. But in the home, the person is like a monster. The smile disappears.
That's so true.
Like the wife doesn't deserve your smile.
Allahu Akbar.
Smiling is sadaqah, yaar. Sadaqah, you smile with good intentions, you get thawab. You smile with the intention that it's a sunnah to smile. You smile with the intention of making your wife happy. Subhanallah, with these good intentions, you get thawab for that.
Even, you know, a great philosopher, by the name of Abu Ali Sina, he states that an intelligent person is he who behaves like a child in his home.
Oh, subhanallah.
He behaves like a child in his home and he behaves like a man outside.
Allah.
Samjhane ke liye ki, this is a real man, that he behaves like a child in his home. Family, children. If you're going to behave like how you behave in your office, in your working environment, in the house, then how would you have a relationship with them? Doors of communication would never open. The children would ever, they would always be scared to open up to their father. If they're hiding something, Mu'asab, and bottling something, they would never be able to spill and explain what they are going through.
It's the formal versus the informal. Formal in your work, you know, your business mind, whatever it is, corporate mind. And in the home now, it's more informal. You should be more relaxed and, you know, not straightforward. You know, and being a boy in the home doesn't mean that, you know, as kids, you just take out your clothes and throw it everywhere because the wife is there. No, it means that, you know what, that informal, that loving, that soft, you know, nature that's in to be expressed to the wife. So we should be very careful that, you know, we don't get caught in these traps of shaitan. Because one of the things that makes Iblis, the cursed and humiliated shaitan very happy is when husband and wife are fighting and when they separate. That's the thing, one of the things that makes him absolutely happy. Where his small shaitans and devils, that they break the relationship between husband and wife. Because your community, your society is made up of families. They make up the society. If you break down, if you break the family, you break the society. So that's where he starts, between husband and wife. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, there's a beautiful narration by Sayyidina Abu Uthman rahmatullah ta'ala Ali. His wife says, his wife Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha rahmatullah ta'ala Aliha, she says that one day I was alone with my husband and I asked him that, "Oh Abu Uthman, what is the one thing in your life that is most beloved to you?" Subhanallah. And he says, "Oh Maryam," and I want our viewers and listeners to listen very carefully. Because in the beginning, you know, it seems different, but then there's a twist in the end. But a twist for you and I to learn from. Allahu Akbar.
Okay.
So he says, the most beloved act that I did in my life, and he's thinking, he says, when I was young, I used to stay in Oroi, in a place in Iran. And everybody loved me. You know, maybe he was handsome or intelligent or whatever it is. Everybody loved me and wanted me to marry their daughters. But I refused it. And one day as I'm walking by, a lady approaches me. She's in full parda, niqab, whatever it is. Right? And she says, "I have been captured with your beauty and your character. Please make nikah to me." And so he thinks. And then he says, "Is your father alive?" "Yes, he's alive. He's a tailor." So Sayyidina Abu Uthman rahmatullah ta'ala Ali sends a proposal to her father for nikah. Nikah is done. He enters his room. The same lady now is now his wife. He enters the room and he notices, now he sees her completely, you know, and he sees that she's blind in one eye. And she's lame, she's disabled, she can't walk properly. What does he do? He thanks Allah Azawajal. "Ya Allah Azawajal, I thank you for giving me this wife." And you know, they grow so attached to each other. He says that, "All my friends, I left my friends just to give most of my time to my wife. And we developed a very strong relationship of based on love, compassion, affection, etc. And I served her because she was blind in one eye and she couldn't walk properly. So I served her and I continued to serve her for 15 years and she passed away."
Allah.
And he says, "Oh Maryam, that was the best act of my life, to look after my disabled wife." So here, your wife is not an angel. Your wife is not a hur of Jannah.
Allah.
She's a human being.
Allah.
She has shortcomings like you as a husband. Don't you have faults? Don't you have sins? Don't you have shortcomings? She also has. If she puts less salt in the food, what's my reaction? If she doesn't have my clothes ready, what's my reaction? Go back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did he treat his wife? He never, not one of his honorable wives, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, did he lay a finger on. Learn from that.
Allah.
Not once did he use any bad language and belittle and demean them. Learn from that. Your wife is going to make mistakes like how you are going to make mistakes. So cooperation. You work together. You cover each other. The Quran mentions in summary that you all are garments for each other. What does a garment do? It protects you. You're supposed to protect each other's honor. It gives you comfort. You're supposed to comfort each other. It hides your defects, your physical defects. You're supposed to hide each other's shortcomings. If we follow, believe me, the Quranic teachings on this topic, if we follow the hadith, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we won't have the issues and the problems that we are having in society today. So much of it is insignificant. Small, trivial matters that, you know what, no, there's a separation. The wife will leave home and go to her parents' home. And worse, if there's kids involved, that's worse. The husband and wife are fighting and the kids are listening. Even if they're not there physically in the room, but they can hear the screaming, the shouting, the vulgarism, the obscene language. They're listening. Don't you think it's going to affect them emotionally, psychologically? It will. So, you know, we have to take these things into consideration. How about I learn? What is, as a husband, what is my responsibilities and duties to my wife, to my children, And of course, the wife should do the same. What is my responsibilities to my husband and what are my rights? Each one has the balances there. You have rights and responsibilities. Each one, husband, wife, even parents, children, siblings, each one has their responsibilities, but they have rights as well. If we don't know what our rights are, in all probability, we will be violating each other's rights. And that's going to lead directly to a breakdown in that relationship. You have to come back. Dawud Islami gives us the opportunity with online courses, with special grown-up courses and classes as well, with Madrasatul Madina Baligha and Balighat, where we are teaching all of these fard ulum. And we ourselves are constantly learning, alhamdulillah. But the facilities are there, the platforms are there, the activities, the courses are there. We just have to, you know, and we have to stop listening to the social media on how it is to be a husband or a wife. They will mislead you. That's their aim. Because end of the day, they give you impossible expectations from husband and wife both. That, you know, my wife needs to be like a picture of piety. She needs to be absolutely, you know, like pure without any sins. And likewise for the husband, my husband must be, you know, ship shape, and, you know, he must be earning so much of money and having this and that. So they give you impossible expectations. And if you can't meet that and you won't be able to meet that, then that's when the fighting also starts. Yes, spiritually also there can be spiritual reasons. So we always advise when there's husband and wife problems, get an istikhara done. Dawud Islami has a free service as well. Get an istikhara done to see. And in most cases, Huzur, there is a spiritual problem behind the fights of husband and wife.
MashaAllah, Mawasab, excellent explanation and advice at the same time. And this makes us, you know, want to ponder and reflect over the fact that, yeah, you know, if there is anyone out there who's going through these problems, such as you as a wife, you are being oppressed because of your husband, or if the husband is having patience and sabr with his wife, then focus and, you know, look with the lens of iman and focus on the fact that these are the rewards Allah Azzawajalla has placed and kept in place for those who have sabr and patience. And in narration, Mawasab, it has been stated that if the husband makes sabr, he has sabr over his oppressive wife, Allah Azzawajalla shall grant him the reward in thawab equivalent to the reward granted to Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah alayhi salam.
Allahu Akbar. During his moments of illness, the sabr and patience he endured, he had, the similar reward shall be granted to the one who has sabr with his wife.
Subhanallah.
And if the wife makes sabr muasab, according to the narration, she shall be rewarded equivalent to the rewards bestowed upon Hadrat Sayyidatuna Asiya radiyallahu anha, the wife of the Pharaoh.
Allahu Akbar.
So focus on these things here. You know, this is very, very important for us to understand, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Listen to the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He mentioned at the time of his blessed departure from this dunya, what were the advices Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? He prayed, Allahu Akbar. He made dua. He says, do not burden those your right hand possesses with what you cannot bear. Allahu Akbar. And do not burden those your right hands possesses or possess with what they cannot bear. Fear Allah Azza wa Jalla concerning women, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning their rights. They are captives with you. Meaning, they are such captives that you have taken as trust and amana from Allah Azza wa Jalla. You got to treat them well. You got to be kind towards them. And therefore, he placed various types of blessings in this, in the signs of a good husband. He says in a blessed hadith, the one who treats his wife with softness, good character, and beautiful manners. Allahu Akbar. This is the sign that he is a good husband. The one who treats his wife with softness, good character, and beautiful manners.
MashaAllah.
In another hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlights the signs of a good husband, and he says, he who does not fall short or become heedless in fulfilling the rights of his wife.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. So focus on these points, dear viewers of Madani Channel. A husband who is patient on his wife's bad, bad character and conduct with him. Focus on these points that he's making sabr, he's having patience. So there are so many rewards for her and for him as well. So a loyal husband, the beautiful story that Mawasab mentioned, 15 years of sabr and patience, Mawasab.
Allah.
You know, we learn this from the life of even Janashini Amir al-Sunnat, Mawasab. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, mashallah.
Damat barakatuhum al-aliyah. Subhanallah. Of course, this is the tarbiyat and the training of Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah, and all those muridin who are and muhibbin, and those who are associated with this beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, because these things are always emphasized on a daily basis. And today, even money masab cannot buy this happiness.
Yes.
If there's a dispute between husband and wife, we realize Allah. Even millions and billions of dollars and pounds, if they have, gives them no peace, because there is no mutual peace, masab, due to which they cannot even spend that money that they have earned so hard, happily. So money can't buy this happiness. This happiness will only come in if you follow the teachings of Islam. You follow and emulate the sunnah of Nabi Akram Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You adhere to his sunnah and understand the spirit of Islam. Understand and fulfill the rights of one another. You live with each other. You can't bypass this. You can't skip this. You can't ignore this. The more you're going to ignore it, the more bad relationship you are going to have with your wife. It's going to increase and become worse. Either one going to snap. There's always going to be disputes, arguments, quarrels between each other. Masab, any departing advice?
I just want to share two wazifas, inshallah, Azawajal, that for a man that wants his wife to love him, and for a woman that wants her husband to love her, then every day recite 100 times, Ya Awwalu, Ya Awwalu, Ya Awwalu. Allah, and Allah, if Allah. They have an argument or something and they are displeased, one with the other or both with each other, some domestic issue, then they should recite 20 times while sitting on the bed, Ya Mani'u, Ya Mu'ati, Ya Mani'u, Ya Mu'ati, Ya Mani'u, Ya Mu'ati, Inshallah Azawajal, the dispute will be resolved.
Yeah,
and when they enter their home, before entering, they should recite, when they're returning from wherever, they should recite Bismillah, Durood e Pak, enter with the right foot, make salam aloud, say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, and then recite Qul huwallahu ahad one time. By doing this habitually, inshallah azawajal, that person will gain barakah and blessings in their rizq, and any domestic disputes will be removed as well.
Ya Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. Jazakallah so much, Masa, for giving us this time and Madani Pearl that you have shared with us as well. And mashallah, we have noticed that Masa has, in fact, the viewers of Madani channel have heard Masa's Madani Pearls recently in other silsilas as well as in the early echo as well. We say shukran, barakallah, for accepting this invitation and for being here. And dear viewers of Madani channel, we have now come to the end of our program, explaining the loyal, how to be loyal with your family, with your wife, with every person that you meet, brother in Islam. We should always be loyal. The best policy is honesty, dear viewers of Madani channel. You be honest, you be loyal, you earn rizq halal, and live your life in this world and be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the only test in this dunya, Masab. If this is passed, you have accomplished your goal, your mission. Success is not in accumulating the wealth of this world. It is, in, of course, in pleasing Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. If He is happy with you, Azza wa Jalla, then you have sought every blessing of this world and in the Akhirah. But if He is unhappy with you, despite you accumulating all the wealth of this world, it is of no use, because that is not going to help you in the grave, nor is it going to help you in the Akhirah, where there is no death thereafter, once you are, you know, going to be raised on the Day of Judgment. So focus for the everlasting world. Focus on that which is not temporary and everlasting. You know, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. The Quran says, if you enter Jannah, you shall be there in Jannah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, through the shafa'at and blessings of Nabi Kareem Rawfur Rahim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So let's make tawbah, seek forgiveness from each other if you have violated her right in any way. You know, chase the shaitan by reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Make your way forward. Break the ice, you know, go forward. Masab, this is a straightforward advice, rather should I say, Masab, that this is how you should patch and forgive each another, only for the pleasure of Allah. Start again, try it again, but do not go to bed facing back to each another, because this is not a loyal husband. In that sense, if you have left it for more than 3-4 days, or a person is abusing and fighting and pressing her in any way, you will be accountable for this on the Day of Judgment. May Allah forgive us. May Allah protect us. May Allah grant us the ability to understand the rights of each another according to the Holy Quran Pak, and grant us the tawfiq to even fulfill that right. And now, encourage our viewers to keep reciting Durood and Salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Shukran to all the social media viewers for joining us and being with us via the YouTube as well as our Facebook channel. and satellite throughout the world, wherever you have joined us from. We leave you with our missionary statement, our slogan in Dawat Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remember.